From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Wreckage from an Indonesian passenger plane found. 54 people were aboard the plane. Its wreckage was located in the rugged mountainous eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. Indonesian authorities say rescuers are being sent to the remote area and will begin searching there Monday. It's still not clear if there were any survivors. Trigana Air Flight 267 lost contact with air traffic control about 30 minutes after takeoff Sunday from Sentani Airport in the provincial capital Jayapura. Trigana operates domestically in Indonesia. At least 80 people were killed in Syria on Sunday in Syrian government airstrikes on the rebel-held town of Douma. That's near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights monitoring group says another 200 people were wounded, mainly civilians. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed Sunday with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city was falling to Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a huge victory for Islamic State fighters, giving them control of a major city 125 kilometers from Baghdad and prompting renewed questions about the abilities of Iraqi security forces. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir arrived in Ethiopia Sunday for peace talks. They're aimed at brokering an end to his country's 20-month civil war. Mr. Kiir's presence in Addis Ababa comes less than 2 days after he canceled a planned trip over concerns of rebel factions would split apart and not present a united front at the Monday talks. This is VOA News. The Home Minister for Pakistan's Punjab province was among at least 15 people killed in a Sunday suicide bombing. The attack occurred about 100 kilometers northwest of Islamabad, Ayaz Ghul reports.
Witnesses say the deceased minister, Shuja Khanzada, was listening to complaints of villagers at his residence in the Attock district when a suicide bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body. The massive blast caused the building to collapse and trapped dozens of people under the rubble. Minister Khanzada was leading a crackdown against militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban and Al-Qaeda in the province. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Hours after the bombing, the Pakistan military said it carried out airstrikes against suspected militant hideouts in the North Waziristan tribal district on the Afghan border, killing 40 insurgents. The sound of protesters in Brazil demonstrating Sunday against President Dilma Rousseff, some of them calling for her impeachment. The demonstrators are unhappy with Brazil's faltering economy and a corruption scandal involving members of Ms. Rousseff's Workers' Party. Some media reports say the demonstrators numbered in the hundreds of thousands. The Arab League is scheduled to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday at the request of Libya's internationally recognized government. The Tobruk-based government asked for help from regional allies, including airstrikes. The request follows dozens of deaths last week in the coastal city of Sirte, where a group that included local residents attacked Islamic State fighters. The militants took over the city in June. The front-runner in the race for the 2016 U.S. Republican presidential nomination, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump, says illegal immigrants will have to leave the U.S. if he is elected. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press about his political views, Mr. Trump also called U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's efforts incompetent for his negotiations of the Iran nuclear agreement.
They are going to be such a wealthy, such a powerful nation. They are going to have nuclear weapons. They are going to take over parts of the world that you wouldn't believe. And I think it's going to lead to nuclear holocaust. And I will say this. The people that negotiated that deal, namely Kerry and his friends, are incompetent.
Donald Trump said if elected, he would take away the wealth of Islamic State insurgents in Iraq by recapturing oil fields they've seized. China confirms that sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical, was stored in the warehouses devastated by massive explosions in the port city of Tianjin. Officials say more than 100 tons of the deadly chemical was stored in two locations within the blast site. The official death toll climbed to 112. At least 21 firefighters are among the dead. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.